More job cuts.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We got word this morning that private American employers cut 473,000 jobs in June. That's according to ADP Employer Services. Doug Foreman is Director of Equities at Highmark Capital. He joins us live from San Francisco this morning. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Steve.
So these ADP numbers, more than expected, but not as many jobs lost as in May. So which one's more important?
Well, I think, you know, we're getting a little bit better on unemployment, but not as fast as people had forecasted. So, you know, it's a little bit disappointing on the margin. But, you know, the pace of layoffs, is, I would point out, is definitely slowing. And ADP, by the way, which usually is a pretty good reliable indicator of unemployment, at least last month, was off by a substantial amount, about 140,000 jobs. So we'll see what happens this month, because nobody's quite sure why they were off so much last month.
On the other hand, Doug, Europe saw some better manufacturing numbers on this first day of the third quarter. Any comfort for us in that regard?
Definitely, Steve. I mean, if you go back to last fall, this has really been a global meltdown. It's just not U.S. or overseas. It's had weakness. It's all the above. So investors are looking for, you know, any signs of recovery, not just here, but also abroad.
We have these pending home sales and automobile sales coming out later today, Doug. If those are better, I mean, what will that do for the mood today, do you think?
Well, it definitely will help the mood. I think home sales in particular, you know, they got us, they sort of got us into this mess, so people are clearly looking for signs of stability there. And I think the last couple months, although the data's been a little bit mixed, there are some positive signs starting to emerge that maybe housing's actually hit a bottom here, which would be very important for us going forward.
And we saw today that mortgage applications dropped, 30% from the Mortgage Bankers Association, right?
Exactly. You know, rates have backed up, obviously, as the economy's gotten a little bit better, and that has slowed down a lot of the refinance activity that we've seen recently.
All right. Doug Foreman, Director of Equities at Highmark Capital, joining us live from San Francisco. Doug, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
We do appreciate it. All right. Where's Wall Street? Right now, Wall Street is up. The S&P 500 up about a full percent, 8 points. The NASDAQ up again about a percent, and the Dow as well, 97 points for the Dow, and it's at 85.34. The Asian markets ended today mostly lower. The Hang Seng closed for holiday. European shares are higher right now. For decades, U.S. cities have lost residents to the outlying suburbs, but according to census data out today, the trend is reversing, and the economy may have something to do with it. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Sam Eaton.
The numbers speak for themselves. Last year, Los Angeles posted its largest increase in residents since 2002. New York, the second biggest this decade. Chicago grew by nearly a percent after 5 years of declines. Some say it's a reflection of how deeply the economy has limited people's ability to move. But Carol Coletta with the Urban Leader Network CEOs for Cities says the shift is more profound. She says cities have become more family-friendly in recent years. And in a down economy, Coletta says urban living can have economic benefits as well.
No one's quite certain they're going to have a job next week. And being in a city generally delivers more access to more opportunity.
Smaller cities like Minneapolis and Columbus, Ohio also posted population gains. On the flip side, cities like Las Vegas that depended on housing construction for their growth saw steep declines, and suburbs near major cities posted their lowest growth in the past decade. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Back when the economy was booming, card companies were pushing a lot of credit. Today, not so much. A lot of declines, interest rate hikes, and credit line reductions. So why, and most importantly, how do they do it? It seems the card companies are doing a lot of data profiling these days, where we live, where we shop, what we buy. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith reports.
When Kevin Johnson got back from his honeymoon in Jamaica last October, he had a letter from American Express. It seems that honeymoon was over, too. Amex was slashing Johnson's credit limit by 60%, not because he'd missed a payment or had bad credit. The letter said,
other customers who have used their card at establishments where you recently shopped have a poor repayment history with American Express.
Amex didn't like where Johnson was shopping.
When I reached out to American Express, I couldn't get a clear answer. That's how the journey began.
Johnson started a website called newcreditrules.com. Consumers compare notes online to figure out why their credit got cut. Johnson thinks he got nailed for shopping at Walmart. Amex denies that, but says it does track how customers use their cards. All of the card companies do it. It's called data mining. Robert Grossman is the director of the National Center for Data Mining.
Data mining uses data to make predictions, oftentimes about what people will do, what will happen, etc.
Grossman says the companies use intricate behavior models.
If you have traditionally shopped at a particular type of store for the last 20 years, and you're suddenly there's a huge change in your behavior, there's probably a reason.
Other behaviors card companies may see as warning signs: using your card at a bar to get your tires retreaded, getting a cash advance. Card companies also buy information on other parts of your financial life. One of the biggest data sellers is Equifax. Tom Madison manages mortgage services for the company.
Lately, the demand for that data has grown considerably. It is now becoming an extremely hot commodity.
Madison says banks want more information and fresher information than ever. Business is up 50% over last year. Meanwhile, visitors to Kevin Johnson's site claim they've gotten their credit cut for using their cards at places like Quiznos, Exxon, and McDonald's. His advice?
Watch where you shop and what you purchase. And if you're in doubt, use cash.
I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And you can read the letter that Kevin Johnson received at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.